Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life inner style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Gloria. We are at the Transformation Cafe, and we thank you so much for joining us, whether you're live here on our Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, or if you're checking us out on demand, we also thank you for that, because I love to do that too, just to checking out shows and stuff like that while you're driving around. It's always an interesting thing, and we've got to have an interesting conversation tonight. So, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie, he's warming up here in the heart of the great Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington. Mr. Jamie's doing okay.
Mr. Jamie's doing excellent. He's doing excellent.
Right.
He's not even okay. He's doing excellent. And
okay,
we have
I'm doing
our okay, thank you. And we have a new diner here tonight, Miss Monica. How are you tonight?
Hi. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here and just be able to talk with you about laughter and the joy of laughter. And I'm doing great. I had a great day, a long day at work, but here I am.
Okay, and we thank you for joining us as well. And we have another caller. Our last numbers are 8995. And who are we speaking to?
Hello, good
caller,
evening. My name is Jimmy. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
What was that?
Go ahead.
I was just basically calling in because I'm having computer problems, so I have to call in to listen to the show tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have any questions, go ahead and let us know. We're going to talk about laughter yoga.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so if you have any questions, just let us know. So tonight I have Monica joining us tonight. She is one of our guest chefs. She accompanied me to a workshop that we had done this weekend with Jeffrey Breyer, who is one of the master teachers of laughter yoga. And laughter yoga has been around. It was created back in 1995 and was based on the principles of 1,000 years of the traditional Hatha yoga, which had been for breathing practices that influenced the body, mind, and also the emotions. Now, laughter yoga combines laughter exercises with the yoga practices, which they call pranayama, which is your deep belly breath, which is a healthy way to be able to be doing your breathing and making sure that you're fully oxidizing your body, and it helps to create joyful body-mind exercises. And I love Monica because we started an Inland Empire Facebook page because her and I are going to be co-facilitating laughter yoga classes together, and she was really cool to put on. Now, where did you find all that? Monica had found all these really cute little informational things that she put out there on if you go to IE Laughter Yoga, is that how we called it, Monica?
Yeah, the Facebook page is IE Laughter Club. So if you just put that
Laughter
in the
Club
browser,
okay,
on Facebook,
okay,
you'll find us. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, there's a really cool picture on there that has a bunch of different did you know kind of things about laughter yoga that we didn't even talk about in class, which I thought was pretty cool, of just some different information that you found out. One of them was if you go to a laughter session, you can burn up to 350 calories just by laughing.
Isn't that
how long would that take?
Well, a normal session goes for about 45 to 55 minutes. And the actual laughing time, once you start the process of the laughing, I'm thinking the laughing is, what do you think, Monica, about 35 minutes, something like that, about 30?
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty decent session.
Yeah. And it's really based on the whole idea that you laugh because you can and that there's no jokes. And the body really doesn't know when you're laughing whether it's a real laugh or a fake laugh. It just knows it's laughing.
You know, Robin, you mentioned a minute ago when you laugh from your belly, one of the things that we learned is that you're actually massaging your internal organs. That deep belly laughter, it causes your diaphragm to move up and down, and it actually stimulates and massages the heart and the lungs. I think that's so fascinating. The benefits of laughter yoga are phenomenal. And I was just kind of wowed by that.
You know, I noticed that, you know, I did 3 days of sessions with the laughter yoga, because our class was 2 days, but I also went to a Friday night introductory thing. And I noticed yesterday that my six-pack was a little sore.
Oh!
And then I'm actually forming a six-pack.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, the miracle is I'm forming a six-pack. and then second of all, it was a little tender, you know.
Something, Robin, is my 12-pack was also a little bit sore.
Your 12-pack? Really? Wow.
You know what? No,
can you tell we've been to laughter yoga?
Yeah.
Okay, we're starting in the joke.
Joking aside, I kid you not, I was lying on my bed last night, and I was feeling my tummy, and it does feel different. I'm so not fibbing. I really think that it's, like, started something on my abs.
I know,
me too.
Firmer.
I know that sounds crazy, but it's a short period of time, but there you have it.
And I felt, too, that, you know, because there, you know, there are people, there's the guy that created the local chapter for Laguna Beach, again, that's Jeff Breyer, Jefferson, sorry. Is it Jeffrey? Yeah, Jeffrey, right? Yeah.
Yes,
Jeffrey Breyer, he's been doing laughter yoga sessions in Laguna Beach on the beach for at least 6 years, and it's been going on every day for 6 years.
Isn't that amazing, Robin? I just like
That's
commend
amazing.
Him for making that, just that.
Just awesome. His dad passed away. They went ahead and did a dedication for him at that spot. So when Jeffrey goes down to do a session, or when he's there with his, you know, with his group, he says, "I always go down to the beach and I do that there because I can laugh with my dad every day."
That's sweet.
I just think
that's
just so awesome. Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I'm sure Jamie's kind of going, "Okay, what does this have to do with laughter yoga?" No. So laughter yoga, again, was created back in 1995 when Dr. Sotari and his wife is a yoga teacher, and Dr. Sotari was doing a study on the benefits of laughter and humor for wellness. And they started looking into the dynamics of that and kind of putting them together, and realized that laughter, for as long as, in the Eastern traditions, it's always been something that people have known and moved that into the breath work. And so Dr. Sotari went ahead and said, well, let's put a group of people together and go to a park and see what happens. So there's like five people that showed up at a park. And the first few times they did it, they did jokes because they didn't really know that the breathing and all that would be so beneficial. And everybody laughed and had a good time, you know, but after a couple of weeks, they kind of ran out of jokes. And so they're thinking, okay, now what do we do? So now it's based on the fact that you can go ahead and just go ha, 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 you know, and just start working from that, just like a rhythmed, you know, fake laugh. And when you're working with other people and you're looking into their eyes and you're having a connection with them, after a short amount of time, it doesn't take very long, you're actually laughing. Because you're laughing with everyone. You're not laughing at anybody. You're laughing with them. And so there's this general connection that gets made. And there's a very sweet and invitation for everybody to just to come from childlike play and childlike, you know, joy and fun, and just really be there to be in a place of just enjoying each other and just enjoying the process. There's all kinds of exercises that they do where you would go ahead and pretend to laugh and be sharing that laughter with other people. So it's a really fun way of just kind of interacting with people and having fun with people and just making it something that can be really benefiting from him. So I wonder if you want to talk about the different benefits that you get from laughter yoga.
Yeah, I just kind of want to piggyback on something that you just said about, you know, just entering into that childlike silliness state. I think I shared this in the class that, you know, life is so serious. And we have a huge portion of our population that are dealing with depression, sadness, and just going through hard times. And, you know, laughter is just, Jeffrey shared with us that, you know, it levels the playing field. And there is no status or hierarchy when you're laughing together. You are standing kind of on the same laughing field. And initially, you know, starting out as strangers laughing in a huge group, that can be kind of daunting for the new beginner who's never done that. And then after a while, there's a commonality and a love, a genuine love and affection and a joy that is created between the people that are participating. Wouldn't you agree, Robin?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's just a wondrous thing, and that's one of the things that I just love about laughter yoga. And, gosh, when you talk about the physical benefits of laughter, I mean, it's huge. It relieves stresses. A depression, anxiety, it strengthens the immune system, relieves pain naturally, it improves breathing, and it increases oxygen to the body and the brain, it dilates blood vessels, improves circulation, helps regulate blood pressure, and it's fun. It really is genuinely fun.
Yeah, and just, you know, and just it's, what's so fascinating is you can do this for about 15 minutes a day. And if you do it for at least 40 days, you will definitely see just chemical changes that happen within your body, you know, when it comes to levels of just wellness and coming just from, you know, your physical body and your mental state, everything gets improved. So one of the things that they were talking about in class that I thought was interesting is that, you know, a normal child laughs from like 300 to 400 times a day. And they say that by the time we're adults, maybe we're going to laugh maybe 40 times a day. You know, the amount is just, you know, it's a tenth of what we do when we're a child. And there was an example of a story that one of the ladies who had gone through the training, she went ahead and started doing classes at a care facility. And she had this lady come into class and it was kind of a normal session, you know, and she did pretty okay, but, you know, she was new to the whole process. So, you know, everybody's really encouraged to go at whatever rate feels comfortable to them and, you know, however much they want to be participating. You know, we do ask that people participate and laugh, but it's a matter of, like, whatever works for you from on a level of, you know, what that could look like. So, you know, she did okay, and she, you know, kind of enjoyed herself a little bit. But she came up to the girl after she was done, and she just said, "I have to tell you, I haven't laughed in 50 years. It's been 50 years since I've had a laugh at all." Yeah, and just to imagine that there are, and she was told somewhere back during that time period that, you know, that it wasn't ladylike to laugh. Or, you know, she had this you know, the stipulation of a belief that if she laughed, then it was just not appropriate. So she had gone 50 years of her life and never laughed.
Isn't that amazing? I can't imagine.
Jamie, can you imagine that?
That would be quite a long time.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it.
Yeah. So how many times do you think you laugh a day?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who?
You.
Yeah, I'd say maybe two or three really big laughs, and I imagine I laugh in my head a lot too, but I don't know about that. Maybe that's just me.
When you start laughing out loud, and everybody's going to start looking at you like, what's his problem?
I'll be reading the paper on the bus, and then I'll laugh at something.
Well, they think it's like you're laughing at a comic or something, or, you know.
Yeah, it's a comic, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They one of the there was a few products that they had available in class where they, you know, the one was a book of gibberish. So nothing made sense, and it was all these odd pictures. And the whole idea was to get something like that, and you would just you could sit somewhere, and it was something you could use because you can do laughter yoga yourself, or you can do it with a group. You know, of course, with a group is preferred. But it's encouraging you to laugh every day. So the whole idea is to have it where you could share it with somebody and they would laugh too. Because the idea of gibberish is just really, really an interesting process about how once you start talking gibberish, if you get out of your head very quickly and you just get into the emotion of something as opposed to getting into the head about why you talk about what you talk about. So.
My wife and I, we laugh, we yuck it up really regular, and boy, we get going, and we'll feed off each other.
Well, that's the
idea.
Someone said
it. Yeah, it's great.
That shows that you guys have a good partnership when you can come from that level of relationship where you can help each other to take life a little less serious and just laugh, you know. That's wonderful. That's what it's all about.
Well, it's better than crying, I bet.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
What do they say when all else fails? Laugh or better to laugh than cry.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I think about that too, but I mean, there's chemical releases and stuff when you cry that are supposed to be really beneficial for you too. So I think it's just expressing yourself. Not being afraid to be able to express yourself is really, really important. Yeah, so very, very important.
Jeffrey
so,
kept using. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Jeffrey was using that the expression that doctors have labeled the. It's a word that long, crazy word that he shared with us, but it what it means is feeling good, and doctors call it dopaminergic upregulation in the nucleus accumbens.
Mm-hmm.
That's the doctor's.
Did you write that down so you remember it? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I had to. And now it's just the pronouncing it that's difficult. But doctors understand what it means. It means feeling good. That's exactly what laughter is. Yeah.
The funny thing is in class, I think he must have said it about 15 times because he finally memorized it to the point where he wanted to show it off. So he'd use it anytime he could possibly, that's blah, 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 blah. And you're like, okay, good for you. There he comes again. Okay. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Another thing that really struck me is, just it hit home. It's just the idea that our society, we all have a disease, and that disease is over seriousness.
Yeah,
and we really need to look at that and look at our lives and find out what are the healthy ways that we can begin to kind of deal with that disease. And this is such a fantastic way to deal with the stressors, you know, mental, physical, emotional, and it's just the one thing that deals, that can help with all of those stressors, the emotional, physical, and mental.
One thing that I loved about the sessions with laughter yoga is it would challenge you on just different things that you would consider just even like minor circumstances that a normal person might freak out or something like that. Like one of the exercises they have is, so you do kind of some warm-up exercises where you do some light yoga stretches and things like that where you kind of just, you stretch your arms and legs and kind of warm up a little bit, and you do some deep breathing together and to move into the exercises. So the exercises run anywhere from about 10 to about 40 seconds, depending on the exercise. So, and it's just different kinds of things that you can do. Some of them are like role-playing and things like that are very, very fun. But, like one of the exercises we did was you pretended that you had toilet paper on the bottom of your foot and that you would laugh at yourself and you'd laugh at everybody else because they had toilet paper on their feet too, right? So we're all, walking around and going, pretending that people have toilet paper on the bottom of their shoes. And there were a couple older ladies that were a part of the group that we were doing, and they were looking at us like, wow, I don't know if I could laugh at that. So it kind of comes from your beliefs about looking at what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. And I think that's one thing that I do like about laughter yoga, is that you can pretty much take any kind of circumstance and be able to laugh at it. Not that, you know, it's going to make it go away, but you can see it from a lighter perspective and realize that it's not the end of the world, and that things happen and it's okay, and what do I do with that? I can laugh and take it from a lighter perspective, and it actually helps me to deal with it on a better, more healthier basis. So, because like one of the other exercises is it's like you open up your credit card bill and you start showing it to everybody about how ridiculous it is that I have a credit card bill, and can you imagine what it looks like? And everybody's all laughing at their own and then showing everybody else their credit card bills. And, I mean, normally when you come to, like, levels of finance and things like that, most people would not even, you know, dare to show their credit card bill to somebody else. You know, so when it comes to levels of I laugh at it at myself, and I'm willing to show it to other people and have them laugh at it too. So it's just that, you know, I'm going to lighten that up and be able to laugh at myself and have other, you know, we're laughing together. We're not laughing at one another, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
it's a very safe environment.
Yeah, and we're just laughing together about things that, you know, we're laughing at, you know, isn't this silly that we make this thing such a big deal? You know, not that we couldn't, you know, that we don't have to handle it, but that we make it a big deal. So I think that's another thing that I like about laughter yoga that's just really, really fun. It takes that edge off and that up levels of judgment or stress about something that you normally would have, and just be able to laugh about it. You know, even if you think you're faking it at one point, you do start laughing about it because it was just, like, really, really cool.
And kind of piggyback on that, Robin, was the forgiveness laughter, offering forgiveness, arms apart, palms open, apologize and ask forgiveness of others, forgive yourself, forgive everyone. I mean, just with that gesture. I mean, that was so much fun. And then the opposite of that was the naughty, 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 point the finger and laugh. I mean, it's just very liberating and was very, very, very just eye-awakening for me, and it showed me how uptight, you know, sometimes life can make me. So it's just nice to be able to get off the roller coaster and enter into something like this and just let it all go.
Because, like, you know, when you look at that, some of these emotions that, especially in Western society, that we just make such a taboo of something like that, like, oh, don't get angry, or, you know, don't really show how sad or emotional you are. And when you can bring that into an exercise and just say, right now you're really angry and you're going to laugh at it, and you're going to laugh at everybody else because they're really angry too. So everybody goes around and they're laughing like they're mad, but they're just laughing, you know. So it's not like you had any agenda about it. You just take that emotion and be able to express it without having there be any kind of a word or not a concept about it, besides just laughing at the fact that it's an emotion and people make it wrong. And so it's just really very liberating, very, very cool. One thing I thought that was really great was I've always loved to laugh when it comes to levels of just really belting out a laugh and just making it bolsterous, you know, just this huge laugh. You know, I was like, oh, I just, you know, I've always been, you know, oh, like, you know, you can't laugh that loud. You can't laugh that, so, you know, that crazy, and just be out there and just have a good time. And even for that level of just that simple expression, you know, unless, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, roll down and, you know, roll around and pee your pants because it's just so funny. But when you come from a level of laughter yoga, you know, it's encouraged. It's like, yeah, this is the place to do something like that, and that you're safe to do it in this place. And we encourage you to do that because it's just a matter of letting yourself just fully express how you're feeling. So it's just very, very liberating.
Mm-hmm. It is, and I just completely am so happy to have been able to share this experience with you, Robin. It was just very rewarding and so much fun.
Yeah, because that's the one thing, too, with the laughter yoga. It's very much of the benefits is a social community club. And it really encourages people just to, one of the things you do while you're doing these exercises, you're making sure to have eye contact with people. And you're connecting to them in a very playful way, in a very connected way of like, we're doing this together and we're sharing the silliness of this. So you automatically just have this, it goes beyond the any kind of boundaries like we were talking before about, you know, language or just ethnic beliefs and things like that. Because one of the cool things is there's about two or three different things that every laughter club teaches. And once you know those, you could literally go anywhere in the world. And one of them is like a clapping exercise where you clap your hands together. So, Monica, can you do it with me?
Sure.
We'll do the ha ha ho ho ho. Okay. So
yeah, okay.
One of the exercises, Jamie, is when you're starting to get into the group work and stuff like that, you go ahead and do a clapping where you go. And what that does is it creates a rhythm and a connectedness to having everybody coming together. So every time we get done with an exercise, we would do something like that. And then you'd go ahead and do the verbal on it to warm up your voice. You go, ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, 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 ha, ha, ha,
ho, ha,
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 ho.
Oh,
ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. And you can't help but start laughing when you do the ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. And when you're clapping and all that, and then when you get all done, you put your hands up in the air and go, yay!
Very good, very good, yay!
Yay!
Very good, very good, yay!
Yay!
You know, that little girl or little boy that, you know, after they got done doing something great or played, and isn't that what they do, the little kids? They
mm-hmm.
just say, yay! And it really
yay!
Just, you know, we were like 10-year-olds, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah, when I went out with my friends today, we went to go have lunch after I taught, kind of share with them about the yoga and those two exercises. When the food came, we went very good, very good. Yay! And the whole restaurant just kind of looked at us like, okay, I guess they're really happy the food's here.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it brought a lightness to the environment because we were just coming from, yay, the food's here, you know.
Isn't that great to be able to do that and just, you know, be happy, just be silly? Somebody called it in class, that somebody said they were a silly agent, or was it a joy agent, or did I hear
a joy
both
agent?
Of them?
Yeah, actually, I
joy
introduced
agent.
Myself as a joy mm-hmm. agent. I said,
oh,
I said one of my
go.
Jobs on the planet is to be a joy agent, and everybody laughed.
And
that's
like,
funny.
I like that, agent of laughter. You have it on a card.
Agents of laughter. Yeah, we're agents of laughter. So,
yeah.
I mean, why not? Yeah, why not? It's just such a fun way
do
of
they,
being able to work with all that.
Do they have a hot laughing yoga?
A hot laughing yoga? They probably
well,
could.
They don't have that
you
one
know?
Yet,
I
right?
wouldn't see
they
why not.
Could.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Robin and I are definitely hotties, so does that help?
Well, okay, there you go. Monica's going to own that one. Okay.
Well, and I got the hips to prove it. I got the picture of the hips when I got my certification, and we got our snapshot with the leader and trainer. So you know,
you could call yourself the Ha Ha Hotties.
Oh, I like that. I completely.
The Ha Ha Hotties. Okay, there you go. I don't know.
You are amazing.
We might be
Jamie.
Attracting
or
a different kind of group in the laughter
we
yoga.
We try Hardy Har Harder.
that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
I know, huh? We're getting into some dangerous laughter ground here.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to be checking out Laughter Yoga Club. You can go online and basically go to Laughter Yoga and look at the different just clubs. There's clubs pretty much in every country now, which is really, really exciting. And if you're interested
but
tomorrow
ours,
night,
Robin,
if you're
going to be the only one in the Inland Empire thus far, and our dream is to have one in every city, right?
Right, right. And in the Inland Empire, we're going to go ahead and have different groups meeting all the time. So
right.
just really wanted to. But
then you could
night,
have laugh-offs with other groups too.
We could, and I'm sure that would be pretty, That would be fun. That would be fun and competitive at the same time. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we need to get Jamie on our brainstorming board because he definitely has some great ideas.
I think so too. I absolutely do.
Yeah.
Well
we're down to our last like 15 seconds, guys. So I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and may you continue laughing. And we will see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe.
Yay!
Okay, you guys have a good night. Thanks.
Thank you, Robin.